AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Senate Republicans have voted down, 47-53, an effort to halt President Trump's war against Iran. Sagar Magani on the lead-up to the vote.
At the Pentagon this morning,
we are just getting started.
And later on the Senate floor,
we have a chance to say enough.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer saying lawmakers can either side with Americans who don't want war or with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and President Trump.
As they bumble us headfirst into another war.
The House will vote tomorrow on a similar resolution, and Speaker Mike Johnson says passing it would be a terrible, dangerous idea.
It would empower our enemies. It would kneecap our own forces.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Iran war widened farther today with missile fire across the region, and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing that in the Indian Ocean,
an American submarine sunk an Iranian warship that thought it was safe in international waters. Instead, it was sunk by a torpedo. Quiet death. The first sinking of an enemy ship by a torpedo since World War II.
The tempo of the strikes on Iran was so intense, state television announced the mourning ceremony for Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei would be postponed. Meantime, John Gambrell reports Khamenei's son is being looked at as a possible successor.
Shahba Khamenei is sort of a secretive character. He's not really well known. There are a few photographs and videos of him. But he's believed to be very close to Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard. And he was viewed as a gatekeeper, someone who was in charge of his father's office when he ruled as supreme leader.
The death toll in Iran has risen to more than 1,000 people. Israel also hit the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militant group in Lebanon, while Iran fired on Israel, setting off sirens and air defenses in Tel Aviv, as well as Bahrain and Kuwait. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street after oil prices stopped spiking, and a few reports gave encouraging updates on the U.S. economy. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%. The index erased most of the losses it took since the war began with Iran over the weekend. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 238 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.3%. Uncertainty about the war has sent markets careening this week, mostly out of fears that if oil prices keep surging, it could mean higher expenses for households and businesses and push inflation higher. Oil prices moderated throughout the day. Seth Sutel, New York.
As for oil prices, after briefly topping $84 a barrel, Brent crude settled at $81.40, back to where it was yesterday. U.S. crude ticked up 0.1% to $74.66 a barrel. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.